Yeah, Born Slippy from the movie Trainspotting on that soundtrack. What a movie. Ewan McGregor, star of Trainspotting, turns 50 today. Trainspotting, of course, was the movie that made him. It's also his best movie. He has been in some unbelievable turkeys down through the years. Henry McKean, have you got a favourite Ewan McGregor movie?
Oh, I'd probably say Moulin Rouge, met him once.
Oh, crikey, yeah. Like I said, he has been in some turkeys. Anyway, listen, 53106, can you beat Moulin Rouge? Surely he's been in better movies than that. Henry, that's not why you're here, not to talk about Ewan McGregor, who's turning 50 today. I'm sure you join me in wishing him a happy birthday. You're here because the government has announced €20 million in capital funding to expand apprenticeships across the country, from electricians to plumbers, hairdressers to pipe fitters. So why does Ireland still have a shortage of apprenticeships? Is there still a stigma attached to taking up a trade? Very much needed to keep the country going, a lot of these trades. You have met apprentices in Bus Éireann and a pharmaceutical company to see what it's like on the ground. What did you find?
Yeah, the government, they're funding almost 4,000 additional craft apprentices places to catch up on the 2020 figures. I spent some time with Bus Éireann and they're looking for 17 apprentices to work as heavy vehicle mechanics. So basically to fix those very big coaches that cost about €400,000 each. I met Ryan Kinlan, a heavy vehicle mechanic apprentice. He's in third year. He talks about an apprenticeship being a craft. And I met him at Bus Éireann in Broadstone Hall in Fisbury. And there were many coaches on jacks being fixed.
I just thought I needed to get an apprenticeship. I didn't always want to be a mechanic. I was only fresh out of school, came in. Didn't know anything about mechanics or anything like that, and came in and liked it from the go.
Is there almost a snobbery involved when people like, no, I'm going to go to university? What do you say to that?
It's up to yourself, really. You don't mind what anyone else says. I says to myself, I wouldn't have thinking college was for me. But obviously you do a bit of college while you're in the apprenticeship, while you go through the phases. So you do get a bit of college experience. But getting hands-on, getting to know the job, getting to do the job, and physically knowing what you're doing and how you're doing it is the way I thought of it.
We're looking inside an engine. These are beasts of vehicles. It's complex, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
And with this, I mean, you could go on one day to perhaps leading Bus Éireann, or perhaps you could set up your own garage and become very wealthy.
Yeah, hopefully, that's the plans.
And what is the dream?
The dream at the moment is now, during COVID, to get me apprenticeship across the line and get the papers in my hand, and then we go from there. We take one step at a time, isn't it? You like coming into work, that's the main. You want to learn, so if you want to do it, you'll put time into it and you'll get it done. If you don't want it, there's no point in being here, is there?
So if you were young and you're thinking of an apprenticeship, if you're about to do your junior cert or your leaving cert, what do you say to those young people?
To get their junior cert and leaving cert, to get their exams out of the way and then concentrate what they want to do in life, get an experience, go out, get work experience in all different trades and go from there. But really, like, an apprenticeship was the only way forward for me, I think. I didn't think I'd do college or anything like that. So I wanted to go in. Like, I know what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life now, and I'm happy with what I'm doing. So could come into work Monday and you could be finishing off an engine or pulling an engine out of a bus, and then the next day you could be doing a clutch, gearbox. You don't know. Every day is a new day and different learning day of the week.
Yeah, Ryan Kinlan there. Henry, what about female mechanics? Are there many out there?
Yeah, there isn't actually. There isn't many at all, but they're looking for them. I think 3% of all apprenticeships are female. They're trying to change that. I did meet one, and they're looking for more. And remember, Bus Éireann, their recruitment drive actually ends today, so go online. Here is Samantha Kyo, third-year apprentice Bus Éireann, and there's only, as I said, just the one female apprentice.
I really enjoy it. It's something I've always wanted to do since I was very, very small.
And you just love vehicles, you love engines?
Yeah, I have a passion for cars, vintage cars and classic cars, and motorbikes as well. So yeah, that's how that all started.
And is it taking them apart? Is it fixing them? What is it?
I've restored a couple of old classics, yeah, and a couple of bikes as well. So it's just, yeah, the satisfaction of being able to take things apart, put it back together and watch it run better than it ran before. That's the satisfaction of it.
You love that. And what would you say to young people? What would you say to young people who are thinking of perhaps filling in their CEO form, thinking of actually going to university, should they consider an apprentice instead?
I think it's a better way of learning, because you're kind of, you're in the job, you're doing what you're doing and you're learning about it as well. It's not just textbook learning everything from a book, and it's great to get hands-on with stuff like that. Everybody learns differently, so I think it's a great way of learning.
And being an apprentice, what is the best thing?
The best thing about my job is just coming to work every day. I really love my job, and I love the fact that like Bus Éireann has given me an opportunity to be able to prove myself. So, I mean, to anybody who is interested in even thinking about an apprenticeship, don't let anything stand in your way. And you know, it doesn't matter what height you are or where you came from or your background or whatever. If that's what you want to do and that's what you believe that you want to do, go for it.
Yeah, Samantha KO there. Henry, I suppose when some of us think of apprentices, we think of building sites and those types of trades. There's lots of different areas they work in, though. Can you talk me through some of them?
Oh, there's so many. For example, there's 20,000 apprentices in training, employed by over 7,000 employers, and there's 60 of them, 60 different apprenticeship programs. So there's aircraft mechanics, for example, there's butchers, there's vehicle body repair, you name it. I got to meet a lab analyst, Jade Caffrey. She's 23 years of age. She works for a company called Helsen Biorex Pharmaceuticals. Her full title, I'm going to have a go at it, is biopharma lab analyst apprentice, and she told me her story.
I'm from Louth, and I was going to college down the country, and I just found it was a really bad work-life balance. I never got to see my family at the weekend because I had to work to afford to go to college. And then I was going to transfer to a college closer to me, but I knew people that did apprentices, and I always thought I wish I could do one of them, but there was none for pharmaceutical things. I was actually just looking for different jobs and the apprenticeship popped up. I thought this is too good to be true. I couldn't find anything else on the internet about it, but Helsen was actually the first to come up with the apprenticeship. They designed it for industry, by industry. So I applied, didn't think I would actually get it, didn't think it was a real course. And I applied in August, and by October I was in college, started the apprenticeship, and yeah, so it's gone from there. I like to work and learn at the same time. I find it easier to actually learn what I'm doing when I'm doing it every day of the week. Like in full-time college, you might do something once, be shown it once, and then you're expected to know it in an exam. Whereas this, you're constantly doing stuff. So by the time you have an exam, you actually feel nearly like a subject expert on it. You get paid for your 2 days in college and your 3 days at work. So the learning while you earn, like you only have your work time, you don't have to work at the weekend to try and support yourself, you're paid for doing what you love. And as well with COVID, your studies aren't actually impacted as much as if you were in full-time college. So I know everyone's distance learning now, but we can actually get the experience in work and still have our lectures online. So it's not really being as impacted as much as if you were just in full-time college. And you can go anywhere with this, like there's no limits to what you can do. So you're doing a science, when you're finished, you're fully qualified to do anything that someone in full-time college would have done. You can go on to do any other science course you want. This course is internationally recognized. You can go on and do anything with this. You can go into teaching, biology side of things, quality assurance side of things, the chemistry. Really, you can do anything with this.
Yeah, Jade Caffrey there. Henry, that stigma and snobbery that we mentioned, does that still exist?
Well, a little bit, and it's a shame, because just hearing from those young people, you can hear the passion in their voices and how much they love it and how bright they are. Just hearing Jade, they're a very, very clever young woman. I got to actually have a chat with Maria Walsh from Solus, the Education and Training Authority, and she explains basically how they're trying to get rid of that stigma.
I don't know if it's a snobbery per se, Henry. It was probably more that people mightn't necessarily see the apprenticeship as a path for them. You know, apprenticeship, as mentioned, have been, you know, in traditional areas such as construction, electrical, engineering, and they are really, really successful apprenticeships. But now we have this huge expansion project. So we have apprenticeships in areas never thought of before, like financial services, insurance practitioner, sales, hairdressing, and people might not necessarily know about them. The other piece of it is that we do now have apprenticeships that span both further and higher education. So for the first time now, we have honours degree level apprenticeships. So really, there's just a world of choice out there, and people need to be aware of them.
And is it important for a country to have apprenticeships? I mean, a country can't operate without them, and there is still huge shortages, isn't there? And they have to be filled with workers coming in from abroad.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the beauties of the apprenticeship model here is that the apprenticeships are developed with industry. So industry are talking about what are the skills shortages they have, and they're working with education providers to be able to, you know, develop the apprenticeships so that they can fill those vacancies that they have. So really, yes, we do need more apprenticeships. And also, the beauty of an apprenticeship is a win-win from an employer and an apprentice point of view. From an apprentice's point of view, you're earning and you're learning, you're getting your qualification. But from the employer's point of view, you have staff that are working with you, and they're developing the skills that your industry needs whilst they're learning as well. We now have apprenticeships at an honours degree level, but what we would like to see is maybe a more balanced approach where we have students or job seekers that are looking at all the options that are available to them to further their study, be that a third level college course, be that a post-leaving cert course or an apprenticeship. And it's about choosing the best route to finding the path to your future career.
Yeah, Maria Walsh there of Sulla speaking to our own Henry McKean. Henry, thanks a million for that report.